This is Ray Mussel, and you're listening to Lee Williams.
Well, I'm in London, and one of the artists that we represent is Ray Mussel. He's in from Canada. Welcome.
Thank you. It's good to see you. Finally put a name and the whole bit.
Well, we've been talking for a few years now. We've been promoting a lot of your music, first with Paradise Motel, which was your band, and now the last couple have been solo, because you did a duet also with a Canadian artist.
Yeah, that's right. I did a song with he's a big deal over there. His name is Aaron Pritchett. He's one of those guys that has had 30 top 20 hits in Canada and has done very well, and so it was, yeah, and we're friends, so I wrote a song and he agreed to sing it with me. It was for a cause. It was a song about our organ donation, and so we put it together and put it out.
That's great. And you also record in Brian Adams' studio, don't you? And you're over here because Brian's playing at the down in Cornwall, I think Friday.
Yes, that's right. I'm going to go attend the show on Friday. I've gotten to know him a little bit, and his drummer's a good friend of mine. His drummer's done all of my session work. So, of course, I got a hold of Pat, and I think we are going to try and get some lunch, at least Pat and myself for sure, coming up here. So, yeah, that's on Friday, and I'm going to go see the show. It's called The Eden Project.
Wonderful. That's going to be fun. Great place to go to. What is the current single?
It's called Easy Money. Yeah. It's a bit of a tongue-in-cheek look at my life.
It's currently 15 in the European top 40 country hits, and also there's a great video with it.
Yeah, we had a lot of fun with that. That was the first project we shot in our new studio warehouse that we had managed to secure in Victoria, Canada, on Vancouver Island. So that was pretty exciting. We were able to actually put something together in that space. This is Ray Mussel, and you're listening to Lee Williams.
Hiding out in a hotel bar,
name me some of those other songs that we released over here.
Okay, the first one, I believe, was called Black Dove.
Yeah.
It did very well. The next one was If You Ever Leave Me, which went to number one. Well, Still You Breathe, High Water.
Some of those were line dancing ones as well.
Kind of, yeah. Well, that one, actually, High Water, we changed the feel of that song. It originally was a shuffle. And when we first demoed the song, it wasn't a shuffle. And we liked the shuffle, but then when we redid we actually redid the whole production of that song, it just sort of metamorphosized into what it became. And it was a really good, solid song, and it did well for us all over the world.
That's right. So are you performing now? Are you on tour still doing dates?
No, not really. But, I get up and do some stuff with some of my buddies are pretty prominent artists in Canada, and I'll get up and do a set with them once in a while if they're in a casino or something like that. And so I do a little bit of that stuff. I've done a few shows, but I'm not really actively touring, as such right now.
But you stay mostly in the studio doing projects and various other sound things.
Yeah, that's right. I like being on the other side of the mic a little bit more. I've been recording my kids. I've done a major project in Canada that's all family, all original, all recorded in Brian Adams' studio in Vancouver. And so it's a big, huge project, and it's just about done. We'll have it out in October.
Now, you've also got a relative, Chantel Mussel, which we've released as well. Beautiful voice.
Yeah, she's amazing. Amazing singer, amazing songwriter. And we're looking at doing another one here right away. She's got another one that's just freshly mastered out there called Don't Let Me Quit. And it's a great song.
Good. Well, we look forward to that one, that's for sure. So you've been in Europe for a few weeks now, haven't you?
Yeah, I've toured. I've been around Amsterdam, then I went to Antwerp, Brussels. I did quite a bit actually in Belgium. I'd never been to Europe before, so the first blush, you see all the old buildings and stuff, and you get kind of excited. So, I spent 7 days there. I just got back from Paris, went back to Antwerp, and then traveled here today. Yeah. So I've been around a little bit. Yeah,
and you came on the old Eurostar.
I did. Yeah, that was fun. Yeah, I was. We were under the English Channel, and I swear to God, everybody was going, "Hi,
it's strange when you go under, but it's yeah. You mustn't think about it.
It's just dark, but it's the train systems in Europe are remarkable. If you can figure out the languages and stuff, it's pretty great. Like, so efficient and so fast. Yeah, it's amazing though, really, literally, to be able to travel from one country to another in an hour. I mean, that's unheard of. You don't get from one town to another anywhere in Canada. It doesn't happen. It's just so vast. And perhaps that's part of the reason why, is because of the very diverse sort of topography and all of the challenges that you would be faced with that, and the vast size of it. Canada is 7,000 kilometers long.
Good. Now, I understand that there could be a summer song coming out.
Yeah, we're looking at one right now. It's called Capricorn, as in the Tropic of Capricorn. So it's a beach song. It's fun, and it's just, easygoing. So, yeah, we're taking a hard look at that one for August.
Right. Ray, thanks so much for talking to us, and good luck for the rest of your little tour, and say hello to Brian for us.
I will do that. And thank you very much, and really, really great to finally meet you. This is Ray Mussel, and you're listening to Lee Williams.
I like the taste of a nice cold cerveza. Instead, I'll just have a beer. Stuck in this train stop, watching the rain drop, wishing that I wasn't here. I know the feel of a shot of tequila, the way it falls out my mind, taking me back to that little beach shack and the one that I left behind. I'm gonna sail away in my mind today, back to that sandy shore, somewhere down in Capricorn. shot of tequila, the way it fogs up my mind, taking me back to that little bit shack and the one that I left behind.